2003, early part, James, when I first came to Los Angeles, I'm doing work in my office, and I see a whoosh go by the side of my head, and I didn't think anything about it. And a little later on, I noticed reflections of ambulances and fire trucks, so I looked down, and some woman had jumped, and she had killed herself. And I kept thinking to myself, what happens to that spirit, to that soul of a person who kills themselves so violently like that?
Many different belief systems on this one, because I'm asked this very often, and I'll give them all to you, because I'm not sure. I believe in the sanctity of life. I really do. That's my thing.
No matter what.
Yeah. But there could be some souls, before they come back on this incarnation, I believe is a construct, or a blueprint, if you will. And there, in that blueprint are very specific points that one has to go through to learn, very specific major points that things are going to learn about. A soul can never be harmed. You know, they can never be harmed. You can't kill a soul. A soul's eternal. Okay, the physical body, yes, but you can't kill a soul. That soul might have chosen to go with suicide, to release themselves with suicide, this time, for many reasons. For instance, perhaps if that soul, before they came back on this earth life, this incarnation, they, this is weird, but I'm going to throw it out at you. When we go over to the spirit world, we have a life review, and we see everything we've done, we haven't done, and we really have to be our judge and jury. Many spirits will think, oh my gosh, I didn't do it right this time. If I could only do it next time. And they fill up their plate with all these things they have to accomplish, and they push and push and push, and sometimes I think a spirit comes back before their time, before the natural time, because they're so enthusiastic, they move on to progress, to have things happen, and they get down this dense third-dimensional world. And for some reason, they always feel like they're out of time. They're out of sync. They don't fit in. And I think that's one thing that happens with suicide. Not all of them, but some of them. I also think some can be definitely related to mental illness, no doubt about it.
Right.
I think that there are different types of suicide. You know, I think it's more understandable in some way if you're mentally ill than someone who the stock market went bad and they just jumped out of the window. That's a very different thing. It's always the motivation behind it that's important, because you've got to take, the souls take responsibility for themselves. But what happens is there's a lot of love and compassion in the spirit world. There really, really is. And, you know, a soul, again, will never be harmed. The worst thing I found with suicide is the people left behind. The spirit feels a horrible regret for what they did to the people left behind.
Absolutely. It's got to be horrible for people.
Oh, it is. I've had it in my family. I've had a suicide, and it was a horrible thing. And, you know, that's part of the healing, you know, that the spirit has to go through. And we talked earlier about being earthbound or being close to the earth. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes those spirits who have done that find they can't move on until the ones left behind are healed.
I had a friend that I had worked with in Detroit. He was a sportscaster, and this is years ago, in the late 70s, and great guy. And he had a checkered career, and I guess he had left his job in Detroit, and he ended up being in some smaller market. And he called me one day and did not sound good at all, James. And he said, "Hey, George, can you send me some money? I just need some. $250. So I wired him the money, and apparently he picked it up, sent it to his family, James, and then hung himself in his hotel room. And I wish to God at that time that I had felt that he was that destitute in terms of his mental condition. You know, he didn't sound right, but I didn't think he'd do that.
Yeah, and there was nothing you could have saved him. You couldn't have saved him if you sent him money. You could not have saved him, because he was going to, he had his path. He was going to do what he wanted to do, and if it wasn't this time, it would have been another time.
Yeah.
And many people fall in the same trap of feeling guilty that I could have saved them. Not only with suicide, but even with, like, when accidents happen or something, you know, out of the blue. And I've been through a lot of that with parents, and they feel so guilty about it, because that's our natural reaction. But really, I don't think, you know, it could have helped that. And there are many, you know, many different reasons why people do the suicide. Also, I didn't mention this, but there's a lot of soul memory sometimes. Now, this is really interesting. Sometimes in a past life, I do believe that, you know, when a past life happens and you die at a certain age, for whatever reason, I think a little bit of that memory comes back with you. Because I feel it's soul memory. And at certain points in our life, let's say in a past life you died at 25. In this lifetime, when you're 25, there might be some kind of either an illness or some kind of pain you're going through, or something weird happens. And I believe that. I think it's a soul recollection.
Or you might feel like you're going to die.
Or you might feel that.
Yeah.
You might feel anxious about something. I believe that's, I've been told that by spirit world, and I believe that to be true.